Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. My name is Adir Posey. I am the Director of Synagogue and Community Services for the Orthodox Union. And yes, my voice is a little bit different from what you usually hear. I am today standing in for my colleague and our regular host, Naftali Herman. I want to take this opportunity in his absence to thank Naftali for his efforts in spearheading this call. And Hashem should bless him and give him tremendous chus for the incredible tefillah and chizuk that has come as a result of his efforts. To all of you joining us, thank you so much for joining today's call. Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the 19th day of the month of Tishrei, Moadim L'Simcha to everyone. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it's my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Judah Kerbel, Mara D'Asra of the Queens Jewish Center in Queens, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kerbel slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishuberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We'll conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Kerbel to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Judah Kerbel.
Well, again, Simcha, thank you so much, Rabbi Posey, and of course, an additional thanks to Naftali Herman and Yehuda Friedman for helping coordinate this call. An integral part of Sukkos is not just that we eat in the Sukkah, but that we share in the mitzvah together. We have meals together over Yom Tov, over Chol HaMoed, traditional sukkah hops, where people go from sukkah to sukkah to have the chance to experience sukkah with other people. And even in communities like my own, we have a communal sukkah so that people who don't necessarily have access to a sukkah can eat their meals in a sukkah. So sukkah is something that we share together, and guests are central to kot. We have the custom of ushbizin, where we invite guests in every single day of sukkah. And the Zohar describes how there is the Ushbizin Ilayin, there's the heavenly Ushbizin, and the Ushbizin Tachtoni, there's the earthly Ushbizin. And in fact, we're supposed to gladden, we're supposed to give joy to the poor, because the portion of the Ushbizin Ilayin really belongs to them. The heavenly Ushbizin are not the goal of this in and of themselves, but it's the earthly Ushbizin who we focus on. And therefore, there's no reason to invite the heavenly Ushbizin without the earthly Ushbizin. And we see this parallel in the first guest himself, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a tent that was open on all sides. He was known to be the father of Hachnasat Rechim, of welcoming guests. And one of my 10th grade students actually suggested that there's a parallel with the sukkah. The sukkah is only required to have three walls. And she said that perhaps that maybe we don't require a fourth wall to demonstrate the openness of the sukkah to invite people in. And Avram's guests, in fact, were three earthly guests, or so he thought, without realizing that they were also heavenly guests. But he had both at the same time, not even realizing it. Rabbi Yaakov Meidan of Yeshivat Har Tzion notes that we might think that the seven ushbizin that we have, we might think that we have them because they're these great tzaddikim, and it's true, they are our ancestors, but they were also wanderers. We look at it, Avram Avinu left his homeland and was a nomad his entire life. Yitzchak had to go to Gerar, he had to abandon his home also. Yaakov Avinu had to abandon his family and spent 20-something years with Lavan. Yosef was sold when he was in jail for some time. He was separated from his family. And Moshe Rabbeinu fled after he killed the Egyptian. He also was a wanderer. And Aaron, along with Moshe, represent the wandering Jews for 40 years. And finally, David HaMelech had to flee Shaul as well for his own life. So we see how these Ushbizin, who we think of being tzaddikim, they were also people who were in need. And Rabbi Shimon ben Leiter in the Gemara notes that even Mashiach will appear as a poor person. When we invite people in, we don't even know if it's Mashiach, if it's a messenger of God, we are welcoming in. And in a certain sense, then, the sukkah itself is an equalizer. Notes the Sefer HaTodah, the Book of Jewish Heritage, that after collecting all of our abundance, which is Chag HaSif, one of the names for the holiday in the Torah, after we collect our harvest, everything that we have, we all sit in the same temporary shelter, where we include everybody, where we're all sort of equal, the rich and the poor together. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah famously notes that there's a mitzvah, a Simchat Yom Tov, that there's a mitzvah to rejoice on Yom Tov, and describes how we do that within our families, what husbands do for their wives, and what parents do for their children, what we all do for ourselves. But the Rambam notes that our joy on Yom Tov is not complete without gladdening others. And we see this in the Psukim themselves, the verses that describe the holiday of Sukkot. It's mentioned, Atav in Chav Yitacha, Avdecha Lamatacha, the people in our family, ourselves, our sons, our daughters, those who work for us. And then there's also the Levi, the Ger, the Yatom, and the Almana. There is the Levite, the outsider, the orphan, and the widow. And Rashi describes there how Hashem is saying that if we gladden his four, he'll gladden our four. That we have a mitzvah to, specifically on Sukkot, especially, to give joy to others. The theme of Sukkot is Zman Simchatenu, the season of joy, but we have to extend it to all. We have to embrace everybody and make sure that everybody partakes in that joy. And this year, it might be that we can't have our traditional sukkah hops, and we maybe have to severely limit the people we have in our sukkah. But maybe this year specifically, we should think about ushbizing. One activity I could suggest for the next couple of days left is that perhaps in lieu of the guests that you're currently having, who are the guests that you want to have? You could talk about who are the guests you want to have in your home that you would want to learn about, who would you want to role model for your families. But more importantly, I would suggest that perhaps we should say the tefillah, that as we are welcoming in the Ushbizin Ilayim, as we are welcoming in these heavenly Ushbizin, we should have in mind those we can't welcome in this year, but we wish we could, whether it's our general guests or whether it's those who don't have a place to go, and hope that we can have them next year. And finally, we can fulfill the idea of Ushbizin by donating to tzedakah. In fact, when starting gifts to those who need on Sukkot, they say that this is the portion of the Ushbizin. Rabbi Eliezer Melamed, the author of Pnimei Halacha, notes that we perfectly fulfill the mitzvah this way, even if we don't have guests, even if we don't have those who are in need in our homes. But even if we don't see a hungry Jew on our street, we see people all the time who need their spirits lifted. And that's certainly true this Sukkot. So even if we're not having guests in our home, those who desperately need our company, we can extend a phone call, we can tell people we're thinking about them, and that we wish we could have them with us for Sukkot. And hopefully this way we will all have our Simchat Yom Tov. I will now continue with the recital of Tehillim. We'll start with chapter 23, Tehillim Kaf Gimel. Mizmor L'David, Adonai Ro'i Lo Esar, Vinot Deshe Yabiteni, Amei Menuchot Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev Yamcheni V'Maglei Tzedek V'Man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech V'Geis HaMavet, Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha U'Mishantecha, Hema Yinachamoni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai, kishanta v'shem enoshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed yudithuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai v'orech yamin. Tehillim Kuf Kaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamalot, esa enai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osehi shamayim v'aretz. Al yitain lamod raglecha, al yanum shomirecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishad, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomirecha, Adonai tzulecha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora. Yishmar en nafshecha, Adonai yishmar tidecha uflecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalot Mimamakin Kraticha Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'Kulim Tehiana Osnecha Kashuvah Zekol Tachnunai Im Avonot Tishmoryah Adonai Mi'amod Ki Imefa Hasulichot V'ma'an Tivarei Kiviti Adonai Kivita Nafshi V'lid Barach Ochalti Nafshi Adonai Mishamirim Laboker Shamirim Laboker Yachal Yisrael El Adonai Yim Adonai HaChesed V'harba Imo Chedud V'hu Yiteg Yisrael Mikol Avonotav Mishabach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Birachet Hacholim. Bavosh Palim Bavaram Bisaza Kadosh Barakhim Ale Rachamim Aleham Rachim Mamu Rachotam Rachdi Kamu Hakiotam Mishapa Hena Mehera Rifuash Lemaminashamayim Lemach Rehem Rusak Rehem Betok Shafal Israel Rifuash Hanefesh Rifuash Hakuf Ashra Bagalav Yizman Kariz Lenom Amen Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael Hanitunim Bitter Vishivya Hamidim Bain Bayam Uvain Bayavasha Amakom Yerachem Alehem Yotzien Mitzara Lirvachma Umeapel Alerach Umeshipu Digula Kashta Bagala Gizman Karif Benomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kerbel. Really appreciate that beautiful Bar Chizuk and Bar Torah. As we transition to the next segment of our call, first of all, how are you, your family, and your community doing?
Thank you, Baruch Hashem. We're doing well. There's been, of course, so much adapting, so much resilience. People continue to celebrate Sukkot in our lives, in this, in my own community as well, which is really wonderful to hear. And with that said, I think it's good to validate that this is still a hard situation, for some people, the uncertainty. And even in my own family, we had a pre-Yom Kippur scare where 2 hours before Yom Kippur, we thought we might have some COVID symptoms. So we did not, go to shul this Yom Kippur, which is unfortunate, but Baruch Hashem, we tested negative, and we made the best of the situation. I got to see even a little more than I normally, than I might have if I was in shul. So Baruch Hashem, it worked out, but it shows that we're not in normal times right now, and we're doing our best.
Absolutely. Maybe just give us a couple of sentences to talk a little bit about your community, a brief overview of the shul and the community in general for those who are not familiar.
Because I'm in Forest Hills in Queens, which is a very diverse community. We have Ashkenazim, Sephardim, Persians, Bukharians, and many different, many Jews of different origins. One thing I think that's interesting and wonderful about our community is that people are really interconnected between various shuls. So people aren't stuck at one shul, but people support and attend multiple shuls, which is really wonderful. We have some great schools. We're right near Yeshiva Central Queens, and I have many kids in my school who also attend Yeshiva Har Torah. We have restaurants in Heruv. We're right by Main Street and Kew Gardens Hills, and we're a very easy commute to New York City, so really the best of everything here. In my school in particular, I think we're a very close-knit family. When I write emails to the community, I address as the QJC family. I mean, we're still with a really glorious past, and we're looking to continue to bring energy for the future as well.
I know that things are really in difficult flux right now in a variety of different neighborhoods in New York City. Instead of talking specifically about what's going on, maybe you could speak a little bit about how you and your community are trying to foster and show resilience while this time of difficulty and uncertainty, especially when it comes to things like worship and shul, and we're not sure exactly what the next day may bring.
Right. So we're in a zone right now where starting on Friday, we'll only be allowed to have 25 people in the building at a time, which presents challenges, but I think, like many communities, we stayed together through being able to have shiurim over Zoom. People are in touch with each other, and shul is available for many who will choose to attend. Many will choose not to attend. We hope that this will just this will just last a few weeks, and we'll be able to scale back to sort of where we've been right now. But a message I share with my community before Tisha B'Av is that we're supposed to not just hope for the Geula, but to imagine what it's going to look like. And that's, I think, as a matter of resilience, we know that at some point or another, Hashem will bring an end to this, and we have to imagine what that's going to look like and remain optimistic.
That's so beautiful, and again, a beautiful thought, an inspiring one to share with our entire audience. Rabbi Kerbel, thank you so much for being with us on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you, your community, and all of those in need for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May Hashem, Master of the world, speedily bring an end to those days of concern and uncertainty. We ask that everyone please join us again tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for words and inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Milner of Tiferet Israel in Austin, Texas. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. We'll be back to hearing Naftali Herman tomorrow. We wish everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Moedim l'simcha to everyone.